You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We are thankful that you are a part of our broadcast service today, and this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us. Heavenly Father, we surely thank you today for the privilege we have of being a part of your family. And we are thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel, the good news, with this precious congregation. Though they are unseen to us, we know that you see each and every one. Not only do you see them, but I know you love them. You care for them, and we're asking your blessings to be upon them. As this broadcast service goes forth, we're praying that you'll use us, use the songs and the message to bless hearts, to enlighten souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name and for thy glory. Amen.
Thanks be to God, church, joy of heaven,
Our subject for today's broadcast, The Living Church, and our text of Scripture is found in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We notice in this text of Scripture that the house of God is compared to a literal building made up of stones. But Peter says here, you also as lively stones. So every member of the body of Christ is there because they have spiritual life. There are no dead stones in the house of God. And we are there in part for the purpose of making spiritual sacrifices, worshiping and serving the true and the living God, because we are alive and we are a part of the family of God. Now, in today's message, I would like for you to consider with me 5 points or questions about the church. What is the church? It is not an organization made up of programs, systems, and methods dedicated to attracting members and money to itself. No, it is a living organism, a body with a personality which is alive and breathing because we have the life of Christ. The life that we have is in Jesus Christ. And he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So the church is a living organism, a body with a personality which is alive and breathing, and the life that it has is the life of Jesus Christ. Now the church is not a building and offices and departments and programs or hierarchies and positions dedicated to earthly display and self-glorification for the purpose of being accepted by the world. No, it is not that. It is the people living and loving, teaming and laboring, leading and following together and for the glory of Christ. It is people living and loving, teaming up together, laboring together, leading, and some are leading, some are leaders, and so some are leading and some are followers, and together we are a part, or we make up the body of Christ, and this is all to the glory of Christ. It is not another worldly institution dedicated to applying a bomb of humanistic principles and solutions to man's personal and social ills. Now we realize that there are those in the religious world who preach what we call feel-good religion, but there is more to Christianity than that. It is an agitating force. Notice what I say now. It is an agitating force, a pricking conscience, a sword of opposition, and a stinging salt solution of conviction with the purpose of causing men and women caught up in Satan's worldly system to be aware or made aware of their sin and their need of a Savior. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Isaiah 58 and 1. The only way that a sinner can be saved is for him to come to the place where he is sick and tired of the sinful way that he's living, and for the Holy Spirit to convict him and to draw him to Christ. One of the works of the Holy Spirit, according to Jesus, as he talked to the disciples shortly before he left to return to the Father, he said that whenever the Spirit of God was come, he would convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now, I realize that you can join church today without any conviction of sin, and you can join church today without any real breaking away from sin, just become what you call a believer on Christ. But, beloved, the church is not a worldly institution just to make people feel good. It's an agitating force, a pricking conscience. Yes, people need to be made aware of the fact that while they are sinning against God, that they are doing wrong, and that they need to turn from their sinful ways. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And the Bible tells us that godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Many people today don't even know what conviction is. But whenever the Spirit of God deals with a sinner's heart and makes him feel bad, that's a good thing for that sinner. Yes, that's a good thing for him. For again, as long as a person is rolling sin under their tongue as a sweet morsel, have no conviction for what they are doing or against what they're doing, they're going to go on doing it. But for a person to really turn from sin and become a child of God, a part of the family of God, they must be made sorry for their sins. Again, godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. And so the preaching of the word is for the purpose, in part, of helping unsaved people to realize they're doing wrong, they're on the wrong road, and they need to change. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Now, who is the head of the church? I said I wanted to speak on 5 points or questions today. And number 2 is, who is its head? It is not the Pope. It is not a cardinal. It's not a bishop. It's not a pastor. Nor is it a quorum of men who have influence or money or worldly wisdom. No, the head of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I will build my church, he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So he is the true source of all the church is and does. And his glory is to be the object of every act, function, and motive of the body, both individually and collectively. We read in Colossians 1 and 18, he is the head of the body, the church, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 1 and 18. One thing about these big mega churches is that they have a charismatic type of leader, one that is able to sway people. And beloved, whenever that charismatic leader is removed, many times the church goes down. But beloved, the church that Jesus is building is not a mega church for people to join. It is a church for people to be saved into, to be born into. And again, the head is Jesus Christ. He is the head of the body of the church, and in all things, he is to have the preeminence. Any man that tries to build himself up is not building for Christ. Paul said in the book of Acts 28, when he was charging the elders of Ephesus to take heed to themselves and unto the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made them overseers, he said, I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and men even in your own midst shall arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Any preacher that is trying to draw away people after himself is not a preacher in God's church. No, Christ is to have all the preeminence. And whatever he does, he is to be recognized for doing it, and he is to be given the honor and the glory for it. The body is to conform to his word, and thus carrying out his will to in all purposes, to his glory. That is the body's whole reason for being. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, number three, what is the source of its power? It is not its influence, cash flow, or earthly wisdom, administrative skill, or public relations. No, God's church doesn't have a public relations committee. It is the Holy Spirit. The source of the church's power is the Holy Spirit, whose role is to indwell, fill, and control the believer in order to conform himself to the character of Christ. Through convicting the unsaved, through sanctifying the justified, and through each member filling their God-given place in the body, using the gifts, the spiritual gifts that Christ gives through the Holy Spirit, you have a church of power, and the power comes through the Holy Spirit, not the personalities of men or some committee, not by money or anything like that, but through the working and through the power of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The Spirit of truth, Jesus said, the Spirit of truth would lead us and guide us into all truth. The goal of every believer should be to allow the Holy Spirit to conform him to the very image of Christ. Now, number four, what is the role of the congregation? It is clearly one of submission. The divine design for church rule is Christ the head, Colossians 1 and 18, elders, 1 Timothy 3 and 1 through 7, and deacons, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. Christ the head, elders are the overseers, and deacons are the helpers in the local congregation. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Philippians 3, 16. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine, 1 Timothy 5, 17. And point number five, what is the ministry of the individual Christian? God's plan is for gifted members to build up the saints who in turn exercise spiritual ministries throughout the body, each filling their place. Someone has said the local church is a training place to equip Christians to carry out their own ministries. And that's the end of the quote. It is not a place for Christians to watch professionals perform. No, we are individually to fill the place that God would have us to fill. And again, God places the members in the body as it pleases Him, and every member of the body has a work to do. Now, let me close with another quote. If the body is to be healthy and mature, and thus have a single dynamic testimony to the world, every believer must actively and intensely involve himself in the function God has given him. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
God has told us that His bride will bear His name. In her life you'll find no sin, reproach, or shame. From this world she's been set free. She has peace and victory. And someday she'll hear the holy angels sing. Here comes the Lord is by her side. Swears the robes of pure salvation, chosen ones from every nation. Here comes the bride. Though she's persecuted, she has passed each test. At a glance you'll see she's fairer than the from every nation. Here comes the bride. Praise the Lord. The bride of Christ, she stands above all sin and strife. And all her family names are book of law. Of her likeness there's no other. She's the only one of her mother. So behold the church of God, the Lamb's bride.
Amen.
Here comes the bride. The Lord is by her side. She wears the robe here's salvation, chosen ones from every nation. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If so, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you may download previous broadcasts if you have missed any, and you may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage, and you can join us in our services. Our morning service, Sunday morning service, begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Avanay Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast, bidding God's blessings upon you.
Yes, there's too much.